Hi, this is Gina Mullen with Gina Mullen Realty, answering questions that you have about real estate. Today, we're going to be talking about how do we get our house ready to sell. So we always have a staging appointment with our clients where we come in, and a staging appointment used to be where you decorated the home, maybe brought in some furnishings. That has changed somewhat now with the new trend that we have. We try and use what the client has in their home, but we also try to make the home as streamlined as possible. So one of the first things we do is we remove all, you know, personal photographs. This is for privacy reasons as well. But we also want someone to come in and not feel like they're in someone else's home. We want them to be able to picture themselves in your home, which is one of the reasons we remove a lot of the decor. A lot of our clients say that their homes look empty by the time we get done with our staging appointment, and that is the way that we want it. We like for someone to be able to see their decor items in the house. Even though a buyer may not understand that the reason they don't like a house is because of the way it is decorated, it does subconsciously affect their feelings on a home. So the more that we can clear out decor items from a house and make it more of that clean, streamlined look, then a buyer can come in and see their own items in the house. The second would be curb appeal. We like to have as much curb appeal as possible. People will drive by your home when the for sale sign is in the yard. We like to get all the flower beds cleaned out, fresh new mulch, and we like seasonal color to be put, especially up by the front door. Any trees that need to be trimmed, pots with flowers in them by the front door, and also some exterior maintenance as well to make sure that everything is cleaned up, that we have leaves that are cleaned up, the lawn is freshly mowed and edged, so that it just gives a really well-maintained feel when somebody's looking at your house. The next is maintenance in the house. So we don't want you to go ahead and, you know, do large maintenance projects, but anything that might need to be fixed in the home will be caught at an inspection anyway. So now's a really good time for you to be able to attack those things that maybe aren't working the way that they should. So if you've got a faucet that's dripping or a toilet that's running, things of that nature that can easily be done by a handyman, those items should be taken care of before we put the house on the market. If you have windows that are cracked, if the windows are under warranty, then we should go ahead and request for them to be replaced and or repaired under the warranty. If you have an insurance claim that needs to be done, whether it was for a leak or maybe it's a roof, then let's go ahead and get that insurance claim initiated and get that done before we put it on the market. It looks really good when we have on a seller's disclosure that a roof is only 9 months old or 4 months old. People really like moving into a home where some of the bigger ticket items have been taken care of and they know that they won't have to worry about them for a while. Consider some updating. I know this is a scary thought, and that's probably why a lot of our sellers are moving, is that they want to update. But we're noticing that more and more buyers are not really interested in coming in and doing any updating to a home. It used to be that the standard thought process was if a home just needed to be painted, then we could go in and paint it any color we want. But what we're finding is that buyers of all budgets are not wanting to come into a home and be bothered with having to even paint the home. So the number one thing that you can do to a home to give it a fresh, updated look and to make the largest impact is to paint. Paint the walls, paint the trim, which is the baseboards, the doors, you know, any type of window casings that you have should all have a fresh coat of paint. This will give the buyer a little bit of a vision as to what the house could look like if they want to do further updates. Of course, right now, you know, the big debate is, you know, cream versus gray. I think it has definitely swung more towards the gray, but we still do have people that are not really liking the gray. They like the cream. But when we're painting a home, we like to paint it based upon what most people are wanting right now. And right now, most people are wanting grays. So we want a gray that has a brown or taupey type undertone to it so that it can ride this trend into the next, as well as go with things in the house that might have been installed when the cream trend was the big trend at the time. So gray with a brown undertone definitely has a lot of, definitely is able to go with a lot of the browns and creams that we currently see in a home. The trim, we like to paint white. I try not to paint the brightest white that they have. Sherwin-Williams has a great color for that, and it's white, but it's just slightly off-white, so it's not stark. That combined with the gray with the brown undertones give more of a warm feeling, where the gray with the blue undertones give more of a spa feeling, which is great, but we're trying to make the home feel cozy. And in order to do that, your gray should have some type of warm undertone to it. Gray with a brown or taupe undertone. Pets, we all love our pets. Pets are great. We live with our pets, so we can't smell our pets, but other people can smell our pets, whether it's a bird, a cat, or a dog. One of the things that we like to do to homes is homes with carpet, we like to go ahead and have them freshly cleaned. That can trap a lot of smells in it, and it's a smell that more than likely you have gotten used to as you've lived in the home, but we want to get the home as clean smelling as possible, so we get those cleaned. A deep cleaning by a professional house cleaning service will also help, as well as vent cleaning. This will help remove any of the pet smells that may bother a potential buyer coming in, especially a buyer who has no pets in their house. Window coverings. So this is one of the items that sellers seem to be most surprised with. The current trend is to not have any window coverings on the window at all. No shears, no drapes, no cornice boards, nothing that takes away from the light coming in the window or the window itself. Having blinds on the window is fine, having plantation shutters on the window is fine, but especially if you're going to paint the home, it would be best to remove the drapery rods as well as the drapes, and that way those drapery rod holes can be patched before you do the painting of the home. This will bring as much light into the house as possible and will also add to the updated look. So these are the 7 top things that we tell our clients to do before we put their house on the market, and I hope that I've helped you today. Have a great day.